All right, 98.5 NCX, Cleveland's Classic Rock. It's 8:41, and back after a cup of coffee and maybe taking a shower, Joe Elliott from Def Leppard joins us again. Hey, man.
Hey, Slut. Absolutely.
So you've got two homes, one in Dublin, Ireland, and Los Angeles, right?
I live in Dublin, Ireland. I don't really spend any time in L.A. I had an apartment there. But I don't really spend any time there, except when we're rehearsing or doing press.
I got you. God, I love Old Sod. I go every year.
You do?
I do. I've been going since 2011. And I go there for the last three Super Bowls. Murray's on Upper O'Connell Street. Do you ever go there?
No, I don't really spend much time on O'Connell Street. I prefer the other side of town, the Grafton Street side.
Oh, okay, yeah, where the Phil Lynott statue is, yeah.
Absolutely, yes, if it's not been stolen for the third time or had the bass guitar cut off it. Yeah, that's my town, man. Yeah, I've lived there since 1984. We went there to work and I never left, and I just absolutely love the place.
You know, and you being British, and we'll get to your favorite football club in just a second, I mean, Ireland, it's just so pure.
Yeah. Well, here's the way I look at it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with Great Britain, so don't get me wrong, but I just fell in love with the place. I think if I did Ancestry.com, I'd probably find there's some Irish in me and going back generations has to be, because I just had a connection the first time I went there. Ireland itself is about the same size as England if you take Scotland and Wales away.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is there's 40 million people in England and there's like 4 million in Ireland. So the space, the green, the room, there's no factories. You know, it's just all sheep and cattle and grass and Guinness. And it's just a really cool place to just chill. And you can drive 10 minutes outside of Dublin and it looks like you've gone back 200 years. And that's what I like about it. It's just, it's remote if you want it to be. But my God, if you go downtown, you can really batter yourself. There's plenty of good drinking holes in Ireland.
There is, man. My favorite is Brannigan's on the other side of O'Connell Street, since you like the St. Stephen's Square area and Grafton Street. You're on the other side of the river, Liffing.
Yeah, Temple Bar as well. That's a great area.
Yeah, as the cabbies all say, it's a ripoff, but it's a good ripoff. I like Temple Bar and, God, the Old Dubliner. Both are there in Temple Bar within stumbling distance of each other.
Yeah, you should try the Porthouse Pub. I've got my own beer in there.
Okay, I'll have to check that out.
11 proof. It'll blow your head off.
Ba-boom! As Anthony Bourdain once said, if you don't like Ireland, you don't like people. Joe Elliott joins us here. So you like Sheffield United, the football club, the Blades?
That's us, long fan.
How are they doing either this season or last? Are they playing now?
Last year, well, there's four tiers of leagues in the UK. And last season, we absolutely blitzed the third tier. 100 points. We are currently sitting seventh in the championship.
Mm-hmm.
To put it into perspective, the other team in Sheffield, which is the team Rick Savage supports, Sheffield Wednesday, are about 15th, and they've been kind of in that league for quite a while. And this year, it's our first time in this league for 12 years, and we're seventh and doing okay. So fingers crossed we can make the playoffs.
Do you follow our National Football League much, Joe? I mean, do you care who wins a Super Bowl between Philadelphia and New England?
Kind of end up watching the Super Bowl most of the time. You know, I used to be a bit of a Packers fan.
I didn't know that.
Purely because I was asked to pick a team for a pool once, and I said, who's the worst team in the league? And they said, oh, the Packers. So I said, I'll take them. And lo and behold, they won it about 10 years.
Well, at least you didn't pick the Pittsburgh Steelers or, God forbid, our Browns. Joe Elliott here on 98.5 NCX, Cleveland's Classic Rock. Def Leppard and Journey playing Monday, May 28th. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. on Saturday, February the 3rd. DefLeppard.com, at Def Leppard on Twitter, and Def Leppard on Facebook, and every Def Leppard album you can find wherever music is sold. Man, great to talk to you. Thanks for giving us a call this morning. You have yourself a great day, Joe.
My pleasure.